from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Interviews around the country, we want to talk about the Chiefs heading in the year and how did camp go and what's the expectation and how much is three-peat being discussed. But I was on a station yesterday, and they said, hey, what is the floor for the Chiefs this year? They're like, hey, if things go wrong, what's the floor? And I'm curious if you guys agree with my answer or you think it's different. Record-wise, I said, oh, the floor? 10 wins. I go, that is the floor. That is if all of a sudden their left tackle, Kingsley, ends up being a major.
I assume we're eliminating the Mahomes injury
Of course. Because if that, by the way.
I don't think you can consider that the floor. It's like a disaster more.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is.
That's a crash. That's not like.
When someone asks you the floor, they're not assuming your starting quarterback is out for the season. So I said 10 wins. They still win the division, but they're the 4 seed. And does sound familiar, by the way, from last year? Not too far different.
It's pretty much floor.
All of a sudden, their left tackle is a liability. Their right tackle still has a holding penalty problem. I go, that's the floor. Do you guys disagree? Like, the floor is not less than 10 wins. The QB injury thing, that is not the floor. That is, as you said, a disaster. And also, I'll be honest, with Carson Wentz and Andy Reid and this offense and this defense, I wouldn't say it's impossible they would still win 10 games. So the floor with Mahomes healthy is 10 games.
I mean, just no universe in which I'm going to choose a single digit number. Okay. Just no universe. And we'll let us know. 913-586-7965. That is the text line. 913-586-7965. We know we had trouble the first couple of days. Up and running.
It is.
You want to text this show? It is 913-586-7965. I would almost go 11.
Like, the floor?
Yes. I think, it is 11. I'm not even being like, on this show, I'm not, they're going 17-0 and then straight to the Super Bowl. Mahomes is going to throw for 9,000 yards, guy. It's not who I am. I am optimistic about the things that deserve to be optimistic. Every single year, under Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, they've never lost more than 11. Or never won less than 11, sorry.
Yeah. Last year.
And I've never, that team had problems. The offensive line was no worse than this one. Probably the same, maybe a little bit worse, right? I mean, this offensive line's not worse than last year's, okay? So it's at least as good as last year's because 4 of the 5 pieces are the same. So, yeah, I mean, I guess if Kingsley is a disaster.
I said the floor is 10 because of Kingsley, but also if the number 2 quarterback, which we're going to talk more about later in the show, if that ends up being an actual issue without without Snead. But yeah, that, again, that is the floor. The ceiling, the ceiling's a different conversation.
The ceiling is 17-0.
The ceiling is, you know, 16 wins or something. Yeah, yeah.
I think it's honestly 17-0. I wouldn't bet on it, but that's the ceiling. Yeah. Because for the same reason, if you're like cornerback two doesn't go well and Kingsley doesn't go well, if that goes great and corner two turns out to be a stud and Xavier Worthy's great, well, this team might not lose a game. The ceiling is, or the floor is 11, because I've never seen them be worse than that. Even under Alex Smith and Andy Reid, they consistently won like 11 games. So it's hard for me to imagine a world in which Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes exist, where Chris Jones is still on this team, Travis Kelce is still on this team, Rashee is not. I mean, I guess on the floor scenario, maybe I assume he gets suspended tomorrow.
Right.
In that hypothetical, and it changes the math a little bit.
And even Brown's then, hurt a bunch, stuff
and,
like that.
And even then, I think they'd scratch at 11.
Drew, what about you? Where are you at?
I think that there's, I think 10's the floor. I agree with you, Old. I think 11. It just sounds weird. You know, it just sounds.
Well, they're that damn good.
I think if they were in the AFC North, if they were in a different division,
maybe you could change the number.
I think it definitely changes the number. Maybe you go 9, but it's a winning record. If you're in the AFC North, I think you might like.
I don't know how you can
even
get down to 9.
Might be a possibility.
Yeah, I don't know how you could get down to 9 with the floor, even if they were in a tougher division.
Carson Wentz might win 9.
That's what I'm saying.
If week one he started, they might win 9.
Yeah.
If Carson Wentz played the whole season.
Yeah, I think they would win at least 9 games.
In this division, with Andy Reid
and with the weapons and the defense, they're going to have a top 10 defense and a top 10 offense. If they had Carson Wentz, they still might be a number 10 to 12 offense in football.
In this division, sure. But Carson Wentz in any, I think the division actually plays a little bit of a factor in it. But there's,
I hear you.
I think 10 and 7 is the floor. I think that's fair.
I think that's what
because
it is.
Because we haven't seen. There's no competition in the division. Like you can't seriously say, like for all the people that say the Chargers are going to do this, I don't think you can seriously say right now, the Chargers are going to win. You can't. Nobody is in the same stratosphere as the Chiefs are right now in that division. I think 10 is definitely the floor. I think it's fair to say. It might be fair to say 11 because the division stinks so bad. It might actually be fair.
Point to me when they won less than that. Before that, their previous low was 12. I'm still giving you the floor of what has been their absolute floor in seven full seasons, right? I mean, 6 full seasons. I'm telling you what has been the actual floor. I'm not even making up a number. That's what they've actually been. And back on the Chargers, I'm really having a hard time putting behind the corniness of Harbaugh and my lack of confidence in them, because he is so corny. I'm having a hard time taking him seriously as a coach in the NFL again.
Yeah, but this is what he did in Michigan. They just won a national championship. I mean, that's just this crap right here.
It's not just another day. It's 2 days.
They introduced him on the field as coming on the field, Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers.
Yeah.
Like, and then they played a letter pinned by Jim Harbaugh. I'm like, I'm having a hard time. You guys seem so silly as a franchise, and this just seems like the final comedy that like buries you to the reset or something. And I know that like, you know, Justin Herbert's coming from a plantar fascia injury too, so like maybe that's factoring
in. No, I don't
think
they're doing anything this year. Next year, I actually think with the right moves, they will be a factor again in the AFC West conversation.
You just don't think they're this season.
Not this year. They have too many holes. They needed to clear out some older players. They did. They made the necessary moves to long-term put them in a better spot. This year, I'm not expecting anything. Now, next year, I think it will be a real conversation about pushing the Chiefs a little bit, but this year, no, absolutely not. And then you couple it with, as you said, a Herbert foot injury that even if he is fine week one, and I told you, I think they're losing to the Raiders in week one, the Chargers are, but even if that goes well for them in week 10, does the foot flare up and Herbert is out for another month at that point?
I think until they lose out of the division, like you were saying, Gold, the Chargers might be able to push them a little bit more next year, but until the Chiefs get beaten, I don't know if they ever, in Mahomes' era, ever win less than 10 games. Like, I don't know if they,
no.
I don't know if
no.
they ever,
I don't think so either.
That's will.
I don't think they will. That's why I think I'm not sure they'll ever win less than 11. It's a 17 game schedule. I think he'll always get 11. Look, we're going to Vegas later today as a show. Warren Sharp every year puts out the strength of schedule based on forecasted Vegas win totals. A pretty fair way we would agree of doing strength of schedule, because that way, at the very least, you're eliminating some of the bad teams. We'll get a better sense of it as it plays out. The Chargers do have the second easiest schedule, but the Chiefs have the 11th easiest schedule. The Chiefs, the two-time defending Super Bowl champion Chiefs, get the Raiders twice, the Broncos twice, the Chargers twice, and yeah, the entire NFC South. And then some teams that are first-place teams from last year that everyone has real questions about, like the Bills and the Bengals. Because as much as, like, can Herbert stay healthy, we got to ask it about Burrow, and we don't know what the wide receivers are like for the Bills. Even those teams don't seem as daunting on paper as they have in previous years, because there's more unknowns about where they are. You just don't know where they are.
Bengals are just playing because they're playing the AFC North this year. The first place schedule, that doesn't even factor, because remember, the Bengals didn't even finish. They're playing the Bills because they were the first place team in the AFC East or whatever. But the
Bengals are just playing because
AFC North, they're playing against Pittsburgh and everything. But the NFC South is the biggest factor in the whole strength of the schedule win total discussion. You know, other than the Falcons, I mean, Carolina still could be one of the worst teams or the worst team in football this year. The Saints were disappointing last year. They finished with the same record as the Bucs. Everybody acts like the Bucs clearly won the division. They tied with the Saints. The Saints just lost the tiebreaker. But the Bucs, I think, take a step back.
I still think,
and I think it's the Falcons. And I think the Falcons win that division by multiple games this year.
Same.
I mean, I think we're talking about the Chiefs' floor. You could say like the Saints' ceiling is 9-8 with Dennis Allen, or 8-9 with probably Dennis Allen. I mean, it's just the way that it's gone for him.
Last year was their year to capitalize. When you had, going into the season, Baker had been coming off terrible seasons, and you didn't have Kirk Cousins in the division. Last year was the year for the Saints to win the division. They're not winning it this particular year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.